We got to look at ourselves and make sure, what kind of representative are you for Jesus Christ this day? We're going to go into this text is Christian living. What is Christian living to you? Is it wearing the t-shirt, the bumper sticker, and the necklace? Or is it living a life that's pleasing unto Christ? Is it an effort to do what's right inside of the Lord? No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you're around, is to do right inside of the Lord. Turn your back on the world if that's what it takes to focus on doing what's right inside of the Lord. Do we agree on that this morning? Amen. Man, the everything that's going on in the service this day, this morning, is God. You know, has your heart been touched this morning? By testimonies, by songs. The King is coming. We talked about prophecy before. That is a prophecy. He is coming. And it will be fulfilled. Are you ready? Does that motivate you enough this morning to start anew as we go out in this world to do what's right inside of the Lord all the time? Give up on that little thing over here. Quit doing that little thing over there. Quit accepting that's not acceptable. Quit looking where you ought not be looking. We're going to read a little bit out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Because that statement, that which is right inside of the Lord, I minister a little bit. I work with a couple of young people and whatever, and they'll talk about situations, you know. They'll get, oh, boy, our young people get some bad advice. I'm telling you. I mean, I work in a group of men, get along good with everybody, but everybody's not a Christian. Everybody doesn't have biblical upbringing, and they will give bad advice to a certain young man that God has put in my path. And I keep trying to remind him to do what's right inside of the Lord when nobody's looking, because the Lord is looking. Do you understand that this day? Do you know that God knows your innermost being? He knows what you're thinking right now. Right now. Good, bad, or whatever it might be. That is our Creator. That's who God is. That's the God of the Scriptures. That's why we need to gather together here today. That's why we need to hear preaching. That's why we need to sit under teaching. That's why we need to put out an effort that's right inside of the Lord. We do. What would Dave maybe call that, hard preaching? Think hard preaching today, and I didn't really expect that, but man, I love what God does. Amen. I don't know what's going on between there and here, and up here it's like the Holy Spirit just moves upon me that I can't explain it to nobody else. If you have the Holy Spirit in your life, you know that inkling that's in your heart, that spark that flickers when somebody talks about the name of Jesus. When you're put in a position of representing Him, which we do every day. Amen. We got to remember that. Christianity is not right here. We've got Christian living at our workplace, whether we're a patient at a hospital, We're all going to be into that category. And bless those that's in the nursing homes. If you've not experienced that yet, go visit one. Go take a lap. I used to tell people, if you feel sorry for yourself, take a lap around the willows. Yet, I don't know where everybody else is at, but I understand what Mike's going through. I mean, Rod, really, really, and you wouldn't understand that if you'd never been through that. That's hard stuff. Tink knows. Anybody that's had an experience with that knows. That's hard stuff. But we got to do right inside of the Lord. Not always what's best for me, not always what's best for you, but what's best for the Lord. Who else? Who else do you want to throw everything away for? Jesus. I hope you're at that point. We're going to talk again. We're going to talk about Christian living. Right here, that which is right inside the Lord. I'm going to read out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Whew. I'm going to start with verse 3. I'm going to read 3 through 9 and then 16 through 19. If y'all would stand for the reading of God's Word. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 3 through 9. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Drop down to 16 through 19. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you again for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your heartfelt presence here this day. We ask God right now, Lord, that you just intervene in our minds and in our hearts and move upon us as only you can. Search us, convict us, stir us. And I pray, Lord, for our pastor this very minute, Lord, that you'll just lift him up and let him know that you're there and that we love him. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated. That we should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And as I read that, when you lay down, it talked about all the time to represent the Lord God in heaven, the through Jesus Christ, through his grace. When he's talking to Israel in the Old Testament, we got to realize, yeah, they were under the law, but we are the family of Israel now. When you've been born again, you have been adopted into God's family. Everybody understand that? We got to understand that. That's why the Old Testament is very relevant today. He's telling them to love God, just as he tells us that. If you're a Christian and you don't love God, that's an oxymoron, right? That don't even go and can't go together. You can't be a Christian and not love God. People say they're Christians when they're not Christians. Boom. Yeah, that's hard preaching.
And I'm not much for that hard preaching. I'm afraid somebody's going to get mad at me and I'll have to hide. But you know, I'm laying it out here because the truth shall set you free. If you know the truth and you accept the truth in your life, you'll realize we need hard preaching. Yeah, we need hard preaching. So as we go on, it says that, and I wanted to read that verse 18. We shall not tempt him. Okay, we're talking about obedience there. How do we show good Christian living? We hear that, oh, he's a good Christian. How do we know that? By their actions, by their works. Okay, we know that. But we are all just Christians because of the works of Christ, because of what he done. There's nothing we can do to add to that. Prior verses is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 24 through 28. And again, it says, thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. It's referring to the blood of animals. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows thou shalt take, and go into the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh, the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of the sacrifice shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is right, which is good and right in sight of the Lord. Where have we heard, do not eat of that? Where else did we hear that? Garden of Eden. It's talking about obedience. How can you reflect Christian living any better than obedience to the Lord? Obedience to his word. Obedience to the stirring of the Holy Spirit. Obedience when he gives a woohoo shout to you. Amen. To be obedient to that. If people think you're yeah, man. If people think you're out of line for a shout in the church, they better check their line. Okay? Okay? If you don't feel like shouting, don't shout. We don't criticize somebody that does shout. Being obedient to the Lord. Obedient to the Lord. Thou do right in sight of the Lord. And all the rest of this stuff, I always just kind of say, it'll take care of itself. Because it will. People say, what do you think? I said, I don't think anymore. Debbie does my thinking at home. Chuck Brown does my thinking at work. God gives me the sermons to preach. And fishing takes care of itself. That's where I'm at in my life right now. Okay. Isn't God good? Isn't it good to know the Lord is coming? The King is coming. What a song. If you're discouraged here this morning, focus on that song. Focus on that song. Better days are ahead. We heard the prayer requests, all that's going on. What all has Dave and Tink got going on tomorrow? Our friend Mark got going to get knee surgery. He's already had it done once, but I bet he's still anxious about it. Wouldn't you be? They're going to put you to sleep and do whatever. You're at their mercy. And we all have those things. We all do. But the King is coming. The King is coming. And this is going to be gone. This is going to be past. This is going to be over, done. We're going to be in a new heaven and a new earth. Do you ever just sit and just dwell on that? Just in a tree stand or on the front post on a bass boat. You look around and you see God everywhere. And people say, I need a sign. There's your sign. God puts signs out there all the time. He hides nothing. He doesn't. He uses people that maybe not usable. But when they become willing to be willing, a guy told me as a young man, John Arnold, I talk about him all the time. As a young man, I wanted to do right. I wanted to do right, but man, I couldn't. Anybody been there? You know, I want to do right, but I just can't. John kept encouraging me. He'd say, God just wants you to be willing to be willing. Well, I want to. I really want to do right. I want to do. And that's when I was still waiting on somebody to flip that a switch inside me that went from bad to good, just like that, you know. No more bad thoughts, no more bad desires, no more of none of this. Well, it took me a while to realize that's not going to happen. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. He puts me in the place where I learn to rely on him, to rely on his works. Jamie Burton could never, ever fulfill the law. Could never, ever, ever, ever be good enough. Amen. And that's you all too. And I want to say, I'm sorry to say that, but I'm not sorry to say that because we got to know that. That is the first step unto salvation, to realize that we are lost and undone in this state that we are in. We are hopeless. We are full of sin. Evil is continually in our hearts. That's the first step unto salvation. And we got to know where to go from there. Do you ever remember, and some have, yes, no, maybe, whatever, when you hit rock bottom? Look what God has done. Look what God has done. His mercies were renewed that day also. Amen. As they are today, his mercies are renewed. It is a day the Lord hath made. Now it's gloomy and cold and rainy. Heard a little bit of whining coming in, going up the handrail. Oh, the handrail's wet. The handrail's cold. Oh, it's cold in here. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It is a day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. His mercies are renewed. So if it takes a little bit of hand wetting up the post, I told them I'd talk to the management, see if we could get a heated handrail and put a cover over it, you know. So I don't care if your hand's wet. I use a bunch of that stuff back there, whatever it is. It is a day the Lord hath made. Amen. We should be rejoicing and be glad that we are able to be here. I see folks as the years go on struggle more and more up them steps. And that's life. That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it is. We don't go from we ain't going to be running up them steps. It's just the way it is. That's why they put this little lean-to out here for us to crawl up. Right? So let's not complain. Let's be happy with what the Lord has done. Let's accept the mercies that have been renewed. Right, Ben? Yeah. Let's accept what God has done for us. Let's accept Jesus as the full payment for our sin. Okay, I'm just about done. 1 Peter chapter 2, we're going to read verses 1 through 3 and then 9 through 11, and we'll be closing up there. 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 3 says, Now think about the topic, Christian living. This is for all of us. Christian living. This is the Word of God. We're not going to get any better advice for Christian living than the Word of God, right? I hope you agree with that. Dr. Phil cannot fill God's word. Okay? Google will not fill God's word. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings. Do you know Christians that speak evil? We do that. Repent. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that we may what? Grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Do you believe that today? Do you realize that today? 9 through 11. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, and that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul. I'm not going to tell you they're going to go away. But greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. If you have been born again, you have the presence of the Holy Spirit, God himself, within you. You have the strength to turn away from that. If it's something there, you're convicted, go there. Leafing through the phones. You see that how often? I remember there was a time I'd have stopped on a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have stopped on. I'm just saying. You might be guilty, maybe not. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. God has helped me to go on. God has helped me to step away from that stuff. God has helped me through a whole lot, just as he will help you right now in your Christian living. A guy told me one time, he said, well, you're a preacher. He said, but I can't live it. I said, nobody can live it. You got to accept it. You got to receive it. And you got to build up on it. Just as the milk for newborn babes. God is merciful. His mercies are renewed every day. And one more thing right here. But ye are a chosen generation. When I read that just there a few seconds ago, when I read that, remember when you're standing in the group and there's picking teams and he's the last one to get picked. He picked everybody first. There was no second pick. There was no third pick. He picked everybody first. That's a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He looked to you. He looked to you and picked you and said, here, receive the gift. Now it's up to you to take it or not. But ye are a chosen nation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Isn't that humbling to be included in God's people? Shouldn't that motivate us a little bit in our Christian living? Who do you represent? You stand strong when you represent your family, correct? You stand strong when you represent your team. But who deserved more representation than the Lord Jesus Christ himself for what he has done for you? He is worthy. That needs to be reflected in our Christian living. One more thing. You can come get a song if you're ready. I saw a real example out of one of the finest young men I know in my life right now, and I was helping, working in hay, and we had a plan to get it all done, two balers, one raker, and then there's going to be one loader, one driver, one unloader. Perfect plan, perfect. It was going to work out great. The one baler had been broken and repaired, and it didn't last 20 minutes, and it was broken, and we got it repaired, and it lasted 20 more minutes, and it was broken, and I would have been beside myself. I would have been running home, crawling under the blanket in the closet. I would have said, I can't do it. I'll give up. Fooey. But this young man, he just come up to me and smiled and said, it done the same thing. I just smiled. We went on. We done what it needed to do to get the job done. No whining, no fussing. I thought, man, what a example of Christian living. I was humbled. So I ask you right now, how are you in your Christian living? Are you comfortable with where you're at? Maybe not. I hope this motivates us to be Christians outside of these walls, to be the true Christians that God called us to be representative of that royal priesthood, to be a representative of that chosen generation. I hope your hearts were stirred. If they are, come forward. God welcomes repentance. God accepts those that's willing to be willing.